Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman in the studio, and our next guest is Pamela Bardi, president of the Moshe Group. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you are definitely a serial entrepreneur and a dynamics entrepreneur. Tell us a little bit about what your company does, what the Moshe Group is all about.
Absolutely. So the Moshe Group is sort of my real estate conglomerate of sorts, because it's comprised of a few different entities. So we have the Moshe Construction, then we have Moshe Development, which is the actual entity that builds, and then we have the brokerage side, which is the Moshe Group. So and that's mostly focused on commercial real estate and investments. So that's kind of like the trifecta of the three. So they all work synonymously, you know, like the construction side builds the development side is the one that holds the entities, and then the brokerage side. So it's like,
oh, interesting. So okay. Is most of the construction projects you're doing is residential or commercial?
Yes. So what I build is mostly 1-4 family property.
Okay.
So it's a mixture of new construction and renovations.
And you self-perform, or you have a team behind the construction piece that helps you develop those properties?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. And they're so much fun. They're great. Every project is almost, you'll see like the same crew every single time, which is exciting.
So I don't want to say you're entirely unique, because there's a lot of women in the industry today, and
yes,
a lot of big developers doing single family homes in various communities, mm-hmm, and I'm sure all over the place. But how did you get into this? Because it's not a typical, you know, track that most women take.
Right, absolutely. So back in 2008, 2009, my father and my uncle, who's a general contractor up north, like mostly in like the Revere, Saugus area, they were buying properties like in Lynn and like up further up north, and they were just flipping them. It was like you could buy a house at that time for like $100K, put in a few dollars, and then flip it right away. So it was like
a little spit and shine, paint and carpet, and out it goes.
Exactly, yeah. Out it goes, exactly. So I was sort of watching that model, and you know, my dad, he would never be on site. Like he would literally just be at the closings, and he would just invest in them. And I'm like, this is the best business ever. Why, you know, I want to get into this. And you know, I said to my dad, sort of years after, as I was watching the whole progress of it, and I said, Dad, you know, I could take this and I could scale it much higher. And he's like, okay, let's go. And then we just sort of started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so from a, you know, what you call a typical flip, you went deeper and deeper, so to speak, and
yes,
probably got into, you know, gut rehabs and, you know, really
right,
advancing the value of these properties tremendously.
Absolutely.
By investing in them.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and it was funny because my uncle was sort of teaching me the construction piece of things. And, you know, it sounds way different than when things happen on site.
Right, right. There's
so
theory,
like,
and then there's practice.
The first few projects, like I would literally just like stay on site and just watch everything that was happening, because I was like, I don't know if I'm doing this right. You know, this is like always constantly Googling, looking at YouTube, making sure everything was done right. So it was just like a funny time. You know, it's one of those
industries. Necessary, because it's, yeah, one of those things that, you know, you have a lot of people that don't know what they're doing that just do it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, the thing about real estate is there's a lot of stuff that's going on behind the walls, and a lot of it can go wrong.
Exactly. The thing is, it's such a practical industry, and like you can't learn this in the books.
So do you actually have a construction manager's license as well?
I do. I have the construction supervisor's license.
Right?
Yep. Unrestricted. So I can build a skyscraper if I wanted to, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
So I sort of wanted to do it that way, because I knew that, you know, although I am in residential now, I know down the line I want to work on some bigger scale things.
So is that something,
a developer.
Is that something that you went and did before you got into the business, or you
no,
you know, as you were, you know, building out houses, you got your license and...
Yep. I got it last spring is when I got it, you know, because I kept saying to myself, I'm like, I really need it. I feel like I need this license so that I could run the jobs better and, you know, and just to have no restrictions on what I do, you know, to not just keep it just residential, because most general contractors have just their restricted license, which only permits them to work on residential properties as opposed to commercial properties. For me, I wanted the whole thing. I was like, you know, I don't want any limits. I want to get it now. And then like whatever happens on the line, make it happen. You know,
well, it's interesting because it really, you know, not only speaks to your determination, it's not easy to go get that license while you're running a business.
Right.
You know,
right,
wearing a lot of hats, and I'm sure, you know, put a lot of effort in to get there.
Oh my gosh. It took me 4 times.
Wow.
4 times, wow, to go, and it was just brutal. I'm like the 2x4x8x, you know, like
right,
during the test, it was a very difficult test, but thankfully it passed it.
So tell us, Pamela, what else is the Moshe Group doing? Yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot going on and there's some interesting other stuff on the horizon.
Yes, absolutely. So the Moshe Group basically is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life through real estate. And then my other brands really do the same thing. So real estate is my main foundation of everything that I do. But I also have a blazer company that's launching next year, which is dedicated to empowering women. And basically, it's going to be like your armor, right? You know, you could walk into a room, wear that blazer, and like, you got it. The name of the company is going to be called B Blazers. And they're going to be made in New York City. I already have the samples and everything now, just working on like all the fine tuning of production and then working on like marketing strategy and all that stuff. But that's designed to enhance quality of life in a different way. You know, it's mostly through the empowerment and self-development world. And then, you know, fashion sort of comes last in this book. But that's a passion project for me. Then I have just a bunch of other things that I'm working on. Like there's a wine label that I want to work on. We'll see how that goes. So just as for me, it's all about having fun, truly. And just testing out new waters and seeing different ways that, you know, I can create a business or a product that enhances quality of life. Like that's what I'm all about and having fun, you know, celebration.
Well, what's fascinating is you're sort of tied to passion, right?
Yes.
You know, about quality of life and having fun and mm-hmm. you built yourself a business. And now it sounds like you're looking to launch a brand to do that as well.
Yes.
How will the blazers be distributed?
So they will be, right now I'm still working on that. I know for sure they're going to be available online, but I was...
So direct to consumers?
Direct to consumer, exactly. I think because I've got to build up the brand first before I can ever get into a retailer. And even when I do get to that stage, I think I'll just stick with one and just like one exclusive retailer and sort of work from there and keep it like small. The whole point is, you know, to create something that's very personal, right? You know, like I'd rather have a few different reps going out and like... working personally with clients on this kind of thing and really work on that relationship. So that's sort of one thing that I was trying to figure out in terms of strategy. I'm like, I don't want to just like go to a retailer, order like 1,000. It doesn't, you know, I want it to be meaningful. So that's sort of now working through the marketing strategy and distribution. I'm like, well, you know, definitely online because we need that platform. But can I get sales reps to go out and like build these relationships? And then that the brand sort of grows organically, which is what my hope truly is.
So tell us from the entrepreneurial perspective. You've got, you know, your story is obviously unique in terms of how you got into the construction business. Everyone's story is unique to some degree, but you know, you know, talk to dad. He had a passion for it. He was doing it. You know, you leverage that. Now you got a whole other. Is this? You know, where did Blazers come from? How did the story launch? And because that's what's fascinating, I think, from an entrepreneurial perspective is like, how do people know when they click with that idea that they want to run with?
Right. Absolutely. So. When I was in eighth grade, I was...
Middle school, either way.
Middle school, either way, exactly. I'm like, so many years.
Those awkward years.
Yeah, the awkward years, exactly. So I was student council president, and
Okay, so you weren't driven back then.
So I, you know, when it was a private school, so we're all wearing uniforms, and I'm like, you know what? You know, the big kids should get to have something that... signifies that they're the big kids in the school, you know, like a hoodie or something, you know, because varsity jackets, all that, you know, in high schools, that's what the seniors would wear. So I'm like, well, why can't we get like hoodies or something or like jackets or something that, you know, signifies like our class date and our name on it to show that, hey, we're the big kids. Everyone agreed. So that was in 2005. And when I went back to my middle school, so everyone approved it, and then we started it that year. 2005 said class of 2005, and then it had the names on the side and everything. And I went back last year to talk to my middle school, and the kids in the school still are wearing those hoodies. And so it's something, you know, my middle school teacher, Mrs. Foley, she's like, Pam, they continued that year after year since you left. And like, it's like...
You launched it, and it's taken off.
Yeah, since then, I'm like... wow, like this is really something that's incredible. And, you know, it got me thinking because this sort of happened when was it like last year, like about a year and a half ago when I really started getting the idea in my mind. And I was like, you know what? Like fashion is the first thing that people see when you walk into a room, you know, and it's the way that you present yourself. And it's the only way to make the biggest statement, right? So that's why I started thinking about it. And I'm like, what's something that I would always wear before meetings and like before my toughest days? Blazers, you know, and then that's when the idea started all coming together. And I'm like, I got to do this. I'm like, this is what, this is empowering. It'll leave a statement and use your imprint really forever. Right. So.
So what? So I'm talking about that business because you talked about some of the challenges and the other. What have been some of the, you know, significant challenges that you faced? I mean, really taking an idea from conceptual stage to, sounds like samples are already out.
Right.
You know, was it hard to find designers, producers? So it sounds like you're committed to domestic production, which is no small feat today. You know, so, without making it, you know, assumingly a $9,000 blazer.
Right. Exactly. It was super tricky, you know, because I'd never been in the industry before. But I'm like, you know what? This is the way I always am with like a new business idea or like a product idea. I'm like, you know, there's somebody out there doing it. Let me reach out to somebody in the industry or tap into my network to see who's done this before and how can they help me. So I reached out to a mutual friend of mine. She's had her own fashion sweater company. And then I told her my idea and she was like, I love this. I'm going to connect you with my designer. And then it really started from there. So it all starts with your network. Whenever you have a business idea or thought or anything, just tap into your network with somebody in that industry and they'll connect you happily, you know, and that's really how it started. And then getting into the nitty gritty of everything, you know, my designer's breaking everything down for me. I'm like, wow, there's so many things.
The details I never knew about, right?
Right. You know, so many things that you really don't think about, but you know, it's just, business is all about logistics. And if you can figure out a way to maneuver that, then there's always a way, you know.
So you've done exactly what we love our guests to do on Radio Entrepreneurs, which is give them not only a little insight into how to you go about your own business and tell about your own business, but really some insight into, you know, how do you launch? How do you get off the ground? How do you do those types of things? And, you know, congratulations to you for not only starting one business, but well on your way to several different pieces. And if people want to get in touch with you and learn more about either the Moshe Group or, you know, the Blazers to come, how would people reach you? What's the best way for them to reach you?
Absolutely. So I have my own website. There are several websites, but I'll give you my personal one because that encompasses everything. It's www.pamelabardhi.com. So PamelaBardhi.com. And there, you can email me directly. My phone number is on there, LinkedIn, all that good stuff. So you can reach me there.
Excellent. Our guest in the studio has been Pamela Bardhi, president of the Moshe Group and serial entrepreneur moving in a lot of different directions. I'm glad that we got to harness you for a few minutes today.
Thank you so much. It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you and guys for having me.
Wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.